All right, you've got attuned to KHUM. It's 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. We got a little bit of sunshine coming out right now. And there is going to be an Earth Day event that where you can help out removing invasive non-native species. This is always a good thing. And we've got Michelle here in the studio to tell us about it from the State Parks. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing dandy. So this is taking place actually on Earth Day.
Yes. It happens to be a Saturday, so it works out perfectly on April 22nd. It will be at Trinidad State Beach from 8:30 to 1. 8:30 to 9 is registration. We'll work from about 9 to noon, and then we're going to provide a barbecue picnic lunch for all the volunteers.
Nice. That is fantastic. Explain to people why it's important to remove non-native species.
Well, invasive non-native species, especially plants that get introduced to this area, when they become invasive, they basically outcompete all of our native vegetation. So then that reduces the potential habitat and potential food source for our native wildlife.
Mm-hmm. And how does it get here?
Well, a lot of it was planted by us. European settlers brought plants over with them. Some agencies back in the day felt that certain plants would be better at stabilizing soil and that sort of thing for roadsides and didn't realize some of these plants would escape into parks or wildland areas and take over.
Now, interesting, there's some plants that were actually used as packing materials that wound up getting out.
Yeah, so not that it's a problem within state parks, but a classic thing is plants being brought in with ballast water, with ships, and that's how we got the invasive Spartina in Humboldt Bay.
Wow.
So, and also possibly in other packaged materials, or you may buy an ornamental online that you think is a really pretty plant, not realizing that it will escape your yard and become invasive.
Yeah, so that is the main thing, because I know a lot of people say, but it looks so pretty.
I know. Some of our most invasive plants are very pretty, but some of our wild native plants are very pretty, too, and there's alternatives you could plant.
Right, and when they outcompete our local plants, it causes a cascade effect.
Yes, definitely.
Where all the other critters that need those plants.
Right, exactly, for their forage or for habitat.
Absolutely. So explain how people can get involved in this. What do they do? Where do they go?
So you can either show up between 8 and 9 and register there, or you can go online to the California State Parks Foundation website, and there you can either donate or you can register. So once you hit the register button, you'll see a list of parks, and you find Trinidad State Beach, and that will give you more information on what's going on and how to register.
And how long is this expected to last?
Registration, I believe, online closes next Monday. But like I said, you can just show up, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, the 22nd, and just sign up right then.
And how long will it go from when to when?
Oh, it's from 8:30 to 1.
I got it.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, Michelle, for letting us know about this. And I hope a lot of folks come out and help out on Earth Day.
Yes, thank you for having me. And all ages are welcome, and we'll be there rain or shine.